Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, July 28th. The U.S. Senate is going to move forward with a sweeping new bill after Senator Joe Manchin finally accepted to include investments to curb climate change. The new bill is going to include the long-awaited electric vehicle tax credit reform that's going to give back access to the tax credit to Tesla, GM vehicles, and other changes. We pulled information from the bill and confirmed all the changes in the new EV federal tax credit in this new version. While the bill is not law yet, it does include the following. The federal tax credit for EVs will be maintained at $7,500, but the cap for automakers after they hit 200,000 sold units will be eliminated, and General Motors and Tesla will once again be eligible. The language in the bill indicates that the tax credit would be implemented at the point of sale instead of on taxes. In order to get the full credit, the electric vehicle needs to be assembled in North America, with the majority of battery components coming from North America, and also containing a certain percentage of materials from countries that have free trade agreements with the U.S. Zero-emission vans, SUVs, and trucks with an MSRP of up to $80,000 will qualify, and electric sedans priced up to $55,000 MSRP will qualify. The full EV tax credit will be available to individuals reporting adjusted gross income of $150,000 or less, or $300,000 for joint filers. Interestingly, there will also be a $4,000 federal tax credit for used EVs. Not sure how that's going to go with a private sale. But at any rate, there are also more details to be found on our site, but those are the heavy hitters. Now that the bill is on track to being passed, it does bring up an interesting question. Will it make EV sales crash until the end of the year since it isn't retroactive? This should be good for all EVs that are still eligible for the current credit, meaning the automakers who have not yet delivered 200,000 electric vehicles or more. However, it does mean that companies like Tesla and GM, whose EV buyers don't have access to the credit, very well could suffer. Will buyers want to wait until the new incentives come into effect before buying their EVs? Well, for Tesla, that could be a problem. At the end of each quarter, Tesla is in a rush to deliver as many EVs as possible, and if customers push back their timelines, they could be starting their wait time all over again. And for some vehicles, it's a year or more. Technically, the base Model 3 and both versions of the Model Y should qualify with the new MSRP price, as long as the Model Y is officially considered an SUV. Things actually get a little more complicated with the new requirement that a percentage of the battery materials and components come from the United States or countries with an agreement. This is harder to confirm today, but I kind of doubt that the base Model 3 will fit that requirement since it's believed to be equipped with lithium iron phosphate battery cells from China. But nevertheless, these are really exciting times ahead for EV adoption. Tesla has deployed a large cube lounge at a supercharger station in Germany that's equipped with automated vending machines for coffee, food, and more. Tesla has been trying to deploy its supercharger stations at properties located around amenities, but now the automaker is trying a new approach with a partnership with BK World, and they developed the new deployable lounge. While this is the first station using the new technology, the company says that it has 300 locations planned across Europe. Here in the USA, Tesla is planning a full-blown restaurant, but the number of locations currently sits at just one. Oh well. Rivian announced this week that it is laying off 6% of its workforce in order to focus on the electric pickup truck production ramp. There's been rumors that this would be the plans over the last few weeks, but CEO RJ Scaringe confirmed it in an email to employees just yesterday. Since Rivian is trying to focus its resources on the production ramp of the R1T pickup and R1S SUV, and also its electric delivery van, the automaker confirmed that the manufacturing operation team working at the Normal, Illinois plant would not be impacted by the layoff. Last quarter, Rivian produced 4,401 electric vehicles, bringing the total to 9,969 EVs since the start of production late last year. Ford has unveiled the F-150 Lightning Pro Special Service Vehicle, what the automaker is calling the first electric pickup truck in the U.S. purpose-built for the police. According to Ford, the police-worthy truck can accelerate from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, and it was also designed to handle many other operations, such as assisting in an accident, crime scene, or having to tow a boat or trailer. The range of the vehicle has not yet been specified, but Ford is also promising other benefits for departments that sign up. Solar EV manufacturer Lightyear has announced Swedish high-end performance sports car manufacturer Koenigsegg as its latest investor. Lightyear is a Dutch solar electric vehicle startup promising great range and efficiency, currently working on their first and only vehicle, the Lightyear Zero. According to Lightyear, Koenigsegg's technology will be used to improve the energy efficiency of their next entry, the Lightyear 2. What we know is that the two automakers will collaborate to further streamline the efficiency of the upcoming product, but not much else is known at this point. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Rick Skinta says, "Lol, they did copy Hyundai's homework. Wow, you are totally right. Even the wheel design." Thanks, Rick. Yeah, when I saw that, for a split second, I thought that really was the IONIQ 5 and there was some kind of mistake, but double-checked the title and all, and yeah, turns out it was Honda. The Electrek writer who made that article also has some up-close time with the IONIQ 5 last year. He said that he had forgotten about the similarities when he was writing the article, so perhaps that design is a little more bland than I gave it credit for. I don't know, what do you guys think about it, both the Hyundai and the Honda? We're definitely in strange times when it feels like Honda is copying Hyundai. Crazy. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.